So I was on the plane coming back from Dubai. We are sat in front of the water cooler that controls the air conditioning.
Okay.
Plane landed. Guess what leaked all over my head?
All of the water.
All of the water from the water cooler.
No.
I'm just grateful that it was clean water. I ain't mean funny, but I am not going to sue Emirates Airlines.
Was it freezing?
I was freezing. I could have been... I'm still traumatised, no? Seriously? I want first class.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's... Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we make resolutions. We are talking all things New Year's resolutions, from our personal resolutions to a woman who's on the phone who's going to predict what happens in 2017. We hope.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 48. And if you've just joined us for the first time this year, we just want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed. And if you are listening to this later in the year or in 5 years' time, then Happy New Year.
Or Happy 3029.
You know, that's touch, isn't it? The podcast will still be here
long after we're
dead.
Even though we're 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Actually, we probably won't even be there because all the snails would have eaten us.
Are you going to be cremated or coffin?
I can say I actually haven't thought of that.
Definitely cremated. I'm
oh
not having
my
skeleton rotting in the ground for some dogs
that?
To wee on and my grave there.
Gross.
What a cheery start.
Actually, I might be frozen. So, like, if there's a way of me being reincarnated, then I'll be there.
Have you started already? Because your face is a bit frozen.
No, it's not.
Oh,
you cheeky
start. If you've just joined us before, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. And this is the podcast where we discuss a different topic each week. I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is that whilst on holiday recently, I got a pint of Strongbow. I was in Dubai, the United Emirates, which is a dry state unless you're in a hotel. And I kind of thought, oh, pint of Strongbow.
And you can go to like the beach clubs as well.
Exactly. Mm. And I thought, quids in here, brilliant. I've not found a drink alike, and cider I can stomach. Strongbow, a bit cheap, not quite what I'd normally have. £14.
Just for 1 pint?
1 pint.
Pounds or the...
Pounds.
Oh my goodness, that is a joke.
Pounds. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
I was nearly weeping handing
wow.
that cash over. Literally, I nearly cried my eyes out handing that cash over.
Oh, don't cry.
Yeah, see, I'm tearing up a bit now over the £14. Was it the best pint
ridiculous.
I've ever had?
Can you imagine how much Prosecco would be over there if that's £14?
Put it this way, Lucy, it's called sparkling wine over there and you couldn't
wow.
afford it.
Yeah, probably couldn't.
Couldn't
fair.
Afford it. What's
I'd
a true
have to
fact?
I'd myself a rich Arab.
Possibly. If there was any rich Arabs listening,
please
do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. I know you're not massively into alcohol, but Lucy very much is.
I'm not an alcoholic, by the way.
Huh. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I guess a true fact about me would be, well, on the theme of alcohol.
But you're not an alcoholic.
My favourite cocktail would be the Porn Star Martini.
Your favourite cocktail is the... I would have put money on your favourite cocktail being the Porn Star Martini.
Why is that?
Well, you strike me as somebody who would do well in that industry.
Why?
Have you ever been on a casting coach?
No, I've not.
Okay, that's a true fact. Another true fact then. She's never been on a casting coach.
What's a casting coach?
Google it. Right. If you know, it is obviously...
You seem to know a lot about that industry.
We've all been on YouPorn. Seriously, I'm not promoting that website. Although if they did want to sponsor us, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
We got a porn site sponsoring us.
We'll take anybody's money. And we want to do this episode because obviously it is a new year. It's 2017. Lots of things are going to happen this year. And a bit later on in this episode, we have got a clairvoyant on the phone who's going to try and predict events for this year.
Maybe she can predict if the porn site's going to sponsor us.
Maybe she can predict if you're going to do porn. Who
there
knows?
You go.
Let's ask her later on. Hopefully she'll know we're calling. And, you know, Lucy, it is a brand new year, right? And at the
it
beginning
is.
Of every year,
well
you hear that awful sentence.
New year, new me.
New year, new you. New year, new you.
Yeah.
I want to clarify, I Instagrammed this week, by the way, Instagram.com/MrLMersden, verified on there. I Instagrammed a picture when I was on holiday in Dubai, and I put New Year, same me. Because you know what? I'm not making any resolutions. Are you?
No.
You must have some,
no,
Lucy.
I've got one. Like, I want to be more organised.
Okay.
So that's it, although I've broken that already. But I will try.
We are only about a week into the new year. How have you broken it already?
I was late for work.
Well, that's going out the window then.
Out the window.
Have you thought of a different thing you could try and do?
No, not yet. No.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I'm going to think of something.
Are the people around you in your life who've
made... Maybe make more money.
Maybe make more money. Is that a good New Year's resolution?
I would enjoy making more money.
Well, I mean, that isn't that the idea? Everybody would enjoy making more money, right?
I know, I think everyone should have that as a New Year's resolution.
I think everybody should have the New Year's same you as a New Year's resolution. Do you not think there's too many people trying to change for no real reason these days?
Exactly. Like, why do you want to change yourself? I think that's a bit weird.
But surely there's improvements to be made.
Well, I don't know.
Do you not think?
I think I'm perfect the way God created me.
And so very modest as well. I have made one small New Year's resolution, and technically I've made two, but the second one's so cliched. I've made one New Year's resolution.
I thought you said you big none.
Well, I've changed my mind. I've decided I want to do Instagram a lot more. I want to Instagram a lot more pictures.
Okay. So that's a good resolution to be fair.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to do that.
You should.
But my life's not interesting enough.
That's so true. I really feel as though I've got to grips with Instagram. I really like it. There's a lot of new features on there. Please do follow me at instagram.com/MrLMersden. And you should Instagram a lot more, Lucy. The last one you did was a picture of eyelashes or something.
I know. Well, my friend wanted me to put that on, so she did my eyelashes for free. So
wow, this is how it works,
exactly.
Is it? It's the dawning of a new era. She takes bribes.
I take bribes now. So if anyone else wants to do my eyelashes, please let me know.
Or if you want to send her anything, she'll plug whatever you want.
Of course I will.
Absolutely. That's
will.
Seriously, send her stuff at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. We'll be in touch. And you know, there's obviously lists, polls made every year of the most popular New Year's resolutions, Lucy.
Okay.
Let's see if you can guess some of those popular New Year's resolutions.
Wait, 1 second. You said you were going to have two resolutions. What's your second?
The second one is on this list, and wait for it.
Okay.
I'm thinking of joining the gym.
Oh, stop. That is not going to happen. You said this last year. You went once.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try and do twice this year, and then, you know, it could be worth at least...
Maybe three times next year.
I'll go to the induction and then...
By 2050, you might go... 10 times.
You know, they did a survey and one in three people stick to their New Year's resolutions. Right, wait for it. For 75% of these people, sorry, in this survey, right?
The survey says
75% of people stick to them for a week.
Okay.
Half of that drops then down to 6 months.
Yeah.
And 10% of these people surveyed managed to successfully complete their resolutions.
I did this a couple of years ago.
What, you completed a resolution?
Yeah.
What was the resolution? Wow.
I know.
The willpower behind Lucy Hilton? What was the resolution?
So the resolution was to drink more water because I barely drank any. And now I do try still to drink a lot of water throughout the day.
Don't they say 8 litres of water? It's 2 litres, not 8.
Eight glasses.
That's worth coming from. 8 pints. Yes, I don't
or
know what
glasses,
if you're American
yeah,
right now, I don't know what the equivalent of pint is. You
or
need to Google
glasses
it.
Glasses or whatever. Yeah, I did do that. And I have to say, my skin has been a lot clearer.
Has it?
Yeah.
I thought you were just better foundation.
Well, that as well.
Yeah. Exactly. So, your New Year's resolutions. Now, there's obviously the common New Year's resolutions. There's the list to make of New Year's resolutions. So, another massive survey. And
you still not give us your resolution.
My second one, I said, yes, Jim.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Jeez, this is... I hope you're listening right now, because Lucy isn't. So somebody should. Exercise more comes out at the top of this list.
Okay.
Or did you say you want to do that?
To be fair, yeah. Actually, yes. Another one of my resolutions was to take up yoga again.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know why Lucy had to quit a previous yoga class, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, check out previous episodes, and she has mentioned that there, or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Trust me, that's a story you don't want to miss. Lose weight was the next one after exercise more.
Did I say that on the podcast?
Yes, you've explained. Yeah. Why you had to quit yoga. Yeah.
Oh dear.
It's a great story. Please do check out your preview. I think it was the Christmas episode, but I'm not 100% too sure. So check it out.
Because it was around Christmas.
Episode 46. Please do check that out. Lose weight, eat healthy, more active. You can also have a better well-being. I think that's mentally.
I'm going to have a better well-being.
Learn a new skill.
Okay.
My girlfriend made a list while we're on holiday, of things she wants to do. She wants to travel more. She wants to learn a skill she's going to use. She doesn't want to just use, like, you know, surfboarding and she's never going to use it. She wants to learn a practical skill she's going to use.
She decided what this is.
And I think she said she's decided that she wants to learn her to ride a horse.
Is she really going to do that?
No, and I don't think she's ever, unless she's buying a horse.
Horses.
I hope she's not hoping I'll buy a horse, because I want to make it very clear, if you're listening, Phoebe, I'm buying you no horses.
Hang on a minute, you're expecting her to buy you a trip to New York?
Well, I am 30 this year, just saying. you know, and these are the ones for you, Lucy, at the back end of this list. Drink less alcohol.
Excuse me? You make Alec of an alcoholic.
Stop. What was your true fact at this week's episode? Stop smoking. You don't smoke.
No.
Have you ever tried a cigarette?
I've tried a cigarette.
Oh, that's not good for your skin.
I'm sorry if you're listening.
That's Lucy's mum. And the final one was get a new job. Do you think we should get a new job? Should we quit the podcast, get a new radio show?
No, I like the podcast.
Oh, that's good. We do hope you like it too. And if you do, please do leave us an iTunes review. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes and please give us 5 stars, because I'm telling you, we really need them. And thanks to everybody
who's... We don't need them. We've got a good rating of 5 stars.
You always want more, Lucy.
Oh, yeah,
that's one of these New Year's resolutions to
a
boat.
Maybe we could get a star in New York when you go.
Maybe.
Or is it LA?
Oh, jeez. This list doesn't listen to a word I say. If you haven't made any news resolutions, then maybe one of them could be to tell your friends about Luke and Lucy FM. If they're looking for a new podcast, something to listen to on the commute to work, put on their Apple TVs, a running podcast, we could really motivate people if you're running right now. You know, just think about Lucy wanted to lose weight and then keep going, keep running. That's what you want to be doing. But I think, Lucy, we need to find out a bit more about, because it's pointless making any news resolutions.
We need to see if they'll come true.
If they're going to come true, or if the world's going to end this year, because they do say that. So let's find out. I think we need to get a clairvoyant on the phone. And in theory, she should be really expecting her phone call. Luckily, Lucy, she's expecting her call on the phone now. Is apparently, and according to website, and we'll check if this is true, one of the world's top 5 psychics. She's been on a wealth of TV shows. She's even helped police in her investigations. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Diane Lazarus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Diane, have you ever done a podcast before? I imagine you've done quite a lot.
Yeah, all over the world, as far as Australia.
Oh, wow. Nice. Diane, so I said as we introduced you, you're one of the top 5 psychics in the world. Is that correct? Is that what you've said?
So they say. But, you know, obviously I won Great Britain Psychic Challenge, so that makes me the top in the UK as to the winner of Channel 5 Psychic Challenge. So.
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah. What did you have to do to win that?
Oh, so many things, but they actually really pushed it to the limits, where we had to find somebody in a car park in the boot of a car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And you literally got to, obviously, I closed my eyes and just wandered around and just knew where to go.
No way.
It's quite weird, because at the end of the day, obviously, I'm a normal person and I was sort of challenging myself.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that I could actually do the things that I did.
Oh, wow.
Finding a child on the beach. But it was even more weird, because behind the scenes, but people don't know, we were in hotel rooms individually, locked in more or less, and then the film crew would come in and I'd say where I'm going or what I'm going to do, and they would obviously wouldn't have told us. And
she's
unbelievable, because at the end of the day I would do it again, because you have skeptics there.
Yeah.
And I challenge skeptics, because at the very beginning of the programme, I turned around and I said, right, okay, you're both skeptics. I'm quite outspoken. So if we prove it to you, I was the only one who said this now out of the 11 of us that were there. And I said, well, if you prove it, are you going to change your views?
And did they?
Said, yeah.
Did they? Oh, wow.
No, they said yes. But I did one challenge, which was finding a person in a forest. And I'm talking about probably 25 miles. No, it's bigger than that.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And I found the actual person, which was hidden, before the sniffer dog and before the guys in the eye.
Oh, wow.
You're better than a sniffer dog. Get that on your website, Diane.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it is one of those things you think, well, I didn't think I could do that. But before I left the shed that they locked us in, I was in a shed at that point.
I knew that I was
going to do it. So then they said, well, if she does it again, now that would mean, right, okay, I'll believe her. One of the skeptics turned around and said, listen, you know, this is something here with this girl. She just pinpointed people that are married and that's impossible. She'd done this and now she's doing another one.
That is crazy.
You couldn't believe it. And then, of course, I did it again and they went, Yeah, maybe she needs to do another challenge then. Really?
For your
you know, testing so, you to the limit.
So Diane, I mean, tell us, when do you discover this gift? How does somebody become clairvoyant?
Well, this is it. How do they become a clairvoyant? I'm totally against tarot card readers, I have to say, in the crystal balls or have you, because if you're naturally gifted, you don't need toys and tools. So apparently when I was little, it's a long story behind this, so I'm going to be very quick. When I was born, I wasn't meant to be born. My mum's waters broke a week before. They actually turned around the medical team. Actually, the midwife said, listen, you've got a stillborn. She's not going to come through this, or the baby isn't going to come through this. You know, it's impossible. And I have my two fists in my face fighting. They said that the box has arrived. She's alive. I'm just assuming myself it's from that, whether I don't know. But
you struggle, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, from the age of three, they turned around. I was saying there's a man in the bedroom and I was fighting the life out of my sister.
No way.
I was talking spirits. I was a bit of an unusual child, the youngest of four.
So you've really done it all.
Told to shut up. My mother used to pinch my hand and say, shut up, we don't see nothing in this place. I'd say, there's a man standing over there. It wasn't accepted at all.
Yeah.
So tell us how you've says on your website you've helped police investigations. I mean, do they call you, or do you call them with something that you've seen?
No, initially I was called, this big case this was actually, it was a Mark Green case. I was called up by the police, CID officer, Marcella Daly, that's definitely her name. Simply because I did a woman's reading and I sort of, by the way, your nephew's in the spirit world. They went, no, he's definitely not in the spirit world. He's alive. He's just gone missing. No, but he's not. You're wrong. I went, oh, right. Okay, it's funny because I'm talking to him.
Oh, wow.
The police got hold of me, and actually the West Midlands police got hold of me and said, well, how do you know all this information? Because I said the policewoman on the case is actually going to get to the bottom of it. And she went, well, how do you know all about me? It was all recorded. I record every single one of my readings.
Yeah.
I insist on it, actually. So it ended up, it all transpires that I went up to Birmingham, I was looking for the body. I was very deflated going back home because I expected to find him because I knew he was underwater.
Yeah.
But cut a long story short, he hadn't disappeared. He was murdered. And I said, well, the only one who said he was murdered was on TV saying this, actually.
Oh, wow.
And a bit frightened about it. But anyway, cut a long story short, again, he was found underwater, like I said. And it was awful, really. But they put the guys behind bars.
I know it's gruesome, but I mean, you were factually correct then.
And I have got letters from the police because I know there are sceptics out there and they write things on Google and say, you know, she's not, she's this and she's that, which is fine. I would stand up in court and say, listen, this is what I've got.
Yeah.
I have letters from the police that prove that I work with them. But the police don't really like you going public with things, but obviously
I
do.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Diane, one of the reasons we got you on this, we wanted to invite you on, because it's a brand new year, people make resolutions, and, you know, we wanted to kind of see if you could tell us anything, what you think is going to happen in 2017. I mean, we kind of read something about the world's going to end in October. We're really hoping you tell us that's not true.
I can only say Bonnie Tyler's going to become more famous this year. You know, this solar eclipse, you know, this thing that they're going on about, which there is something happening, I do believe that, which is going to affect the weather.
Yeah.
But it's not going to affect us straight away in 2017. It's going to fall mostly into 2018 and 2019.
Oh, okay.
But I don't feel the word's going to end, but I do feel that there's going to be a lot of issues with politics.
Donald Trump.
Leaving Europe. No, and everybody knows that anyway. I'm not predicting anything in particular. But it's a weather thing mainly. There's going to be problems with the weather. The solar eclipse is going to happen. But we've had several over the lifetimes. I've actually seen one in Africa in my time. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't feel it's going to end. So I'm going to have to tell everybody can relax.
Thank goodness. As long as the weather gets hotter, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel it's going to get hotter.
Oh,
I do feel it's about warm summers, but we're going to have such bad long winters.
Get
the clothes out, actually, that's going to keep you warm and hot, because
this is not what we want to hear, Diane. You're telling us it's just doom and gloom coming up.
The world isn't going to end. That is all that matters.
I mean...
Yeah, we can still enjoy life.
Do you think in 2017, then, Diane, that we're kind of people, you know, there's a lot of people scared and there's a lot of people kind of worried about everything.
And
Lucy's worried
about
money, for example, in her personal life and her alcohol addiction.
I know, but stop!
And how dare?
Yeah. So Diane, I mean, can you put people at ease in that sense? I mean, could you? I imagine.
Oh wow! Yeah, of course I can, because this is it. You see, what people say about, you know, obviously psychics, readers. It helps because it gives you a positive outlook. As you know, for instance, I say to Lucy, stop worrying about your love life, Lucy. And yes, you've got to go back to Dubai. Yes, you want to go to Abu Dhabi. You want to travel more. And you are going to be writing a column yourself, Lucy. So it would almost be, well, you know, in a really good magazine. But it would help you to think, well, yeah, I've got a positive outlook to life because now I know things are going to be great for me.
Yeah.
And if you have to afford a new car even, so that's even better.
Lucy, she's made some fat predictions about you. I mean, have you got anything?
She's definitely got a dad's personality, I have to say, but on the wild.
Well, yes, that having met a dad, I can confirm that is true.
That is very
He wasn't
true.
On a previous episode
thinks
of the show.
He's 21, isn't he? He's 21.
Are you getting anything through for me, Diane? I mean, I've got a lot of concerns about this year, about me, so I'm just, have you got anything?
Do you know, you're quite interested, really, because you're going to be the one that's going to battle against everybody and everything, and I actually thought you would do it with me, which is great. You do. But you know, you're going to end up in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, I really hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, that is
really wants to do it, that's why. But it might not be this year, but he really would challenge absolutely anything. And do you know he's going to go back in Big Brother?
Oh, really?
I mean, this is...
You're going to have the call-in, but you are going to be a bit older, and you win a lot more awards with your age.
This is fab. I mean,
you're going to do well. You really are. You've got a nice personality.
I'm so glad that we've got you on. You've really uplifted our spirits for the beginning of the year on this episode.
Is there been anybody who you've worked with who you kind of have found something out that's really terrifying and you've had to not tell them, or have you just told them anyway?
No, do you know what it is, though? It's almost like I'm not a counsellor. I don't portray to be a counsellor, but what I see, I give. And how you word things as well at times, is, you know, you've got to be really careful. I was told that I was going to die at the age of 52.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
Which is in the next year or so. And I thought, well, never. It was obviously told for a reason. Get caught up in saying such bad things to people. It could reflect in your life and you could create that energy that could cause... I believe in energies that do, and positivity, and really, really, really affects your life. I tried to be really uplifting and positive and try and give people the good in their lives. But don't get me wrong, not everything's perfect.
Not everything's
perfect.
And
it is difficult. And I'm obviously, I'm not God. And I emphasise
exactly,
that.
Well, you know what, Diane? After everything you've said to Lucy tonight, you're God to us.
Listen, I love it.
Diane, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy
FM. Back on the podcast, please.
Yeah, please come back on. We'll get you back on this time next year and tell you if any of what you've said came true.
Let me know, but listen, it's not going to happen to you straight away. It's going to happen to you in
It's a gradual burn. Diane, listen, thanks so much.
I think you might be 50 when you go back on Big Brother.
She's wrong.
Big Brother will not be still existing at the out of 50. And Diane, before you go, have you got any final message to people listening to this who are still sceptical and not open-minded about clairvoyancy?
At the end of the day, every to their own. It's the same with religions, every to their own. Yeah. I'm not trying to sway anybody, but at the end of the day, don't knock it until you try it.
People are just scared of the unknown. Yeah, I would do, actually.
Yes, I can do that for you, no problem at all.
Diane, you've got a book out?
I have, called Mixed Blessings, and it's all about my life.
And we can buy that on Amazon.
Yeah, you can, no problem at all.
Brilliant. Diane, thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's lovely to speak to you.
Bye-bye, both.
Well, I'm for Lucy. I mean, what do you think? You're going to be a columnist. You're going to have a new car. You're going to Abu Dhabi.
I really wanted a new car as well.
I'm going to be an armed celebrity before I'm 50.
I think she means before that. I was
good because the show won't still be going by that point.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I might even see 50. I mean, we're going to
I'm a celeb.
The podcast is going to win awards.
This is exciting.
This is really uplifting.
I hope we do win awards.
I mean, if you're an award body right now, for example, if you're an Oscar body right now and you want to give us an Academy Award, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. On that note, I'm just too happy to carry on. I think I've just really... I could quit my job. I might just sign on the dole and sit and wait for the phone call from Rhyme a Celeb.
I think you've still got to go out there and try and do
try
yourself.
My best. Yeah, okay, yeah, well, we'll see.
I don't think it's going to come to you, Luke.
On that note, if you've loved this episode, then we really do want 5-star reviews on iTunes. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM if you don't know how to do it. Or just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM, audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM. It is all the past episodes you need. Thank you so much for joining us on this week. And if you are like Lucy and like myself, you're sceptical, it's a bleak new year, just remember, there's always somebody worse than you.
Exactly. Think positive, guys.
And if you can't think positive, wish negativity on others. On that note, we're done. We'll see you next week.
You just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.